from the Air Force. They have a shiur for 300 ktsinim, officers, over there. And they asked Rav Shalom to give a shiur over there. But he cannot give that shiur. So he asked Nachman, his son, if he can give that shiur. So Nachman told him, Rav, I wasn't in the army. I don't think that I'm the right man to talk to them. So he told him, so Be'ezrat Hashem, tell Dror Moshe Kasuto that he's going to give this shiur. So we're going to have another 300 soldiers, officers. You see that Bar Olam opened the doors of the Air Force for us. So, Baruch Hashem. What? You're an officer. So, wonderful Likutei Moharan, sweet Likutei Moharan, Baruch Hashem. After Shabbos, with the light of Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. Likutei Moharan, we are in Torah Kaf Bet, in part Yud Aleph. In this edition, it's in page 66. Part Yud Aleph, and we're in the middle of Part Yud Aleph. We were learning on the words of Torah that a person cannot understand them unless he fails in them. And Rabbeinu is explaining to us all what it means, Omed Alehem, standing on them, understanding them. It means that the person is davening on them. It means that until that the person starts daven on things in his life, he cannot understand them. Like we said in Shmona Esre, people are talking about davening Shmona Esre with Kavana, with the right intention, until you're going to start davening Shmona Esre and going to dedicate time for your Shmona Esre and take a few minutes to every bracha. You don't even understand the pshat. You think that you understand the pshat because you know the word familiar to you, so you think that you know the words, so you think that you have the intention, but you don't see the concept, all of the idea that is behind the prayer. You cannot see that until you dedicate a lot of time in your Shmona Esre. When we're saying, for an example, Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad, please Father bless us all as one. So what is that one? Who is that one? So by pshat, it's that all of Am Yisrael are going to be united, that we're all going to be together. But there is more pshatim to that. Echad, it's written, Echad Haya Avraham. One was Avraham. So bless us all by pshat to be like one. Who is that one? Like Avraham Avinu. That all of us are going to be attached to you, Hashem Yitbarach, in the aspect of prayers, of tefillot. We're going to attach ourselves to you with faith, with emunah. Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad, like you blessed Avraham. Like that one, Echad Haya Avraham, he was only one. Those are words that you cannot find written in the Siddur. It's not written in the Siddur, it's written Echad. So Echad, like what? Which one? Need to put your heart into the words of the Tefillah. Need to daven with meaning, with intention. Rav is teaching us mamash that this is our obligation, that this is our job, this is our task in life. To daven and to learn Torah and to daven. And Rabbeinu said that. What should we do in life? To daven and to learn and to daven. Means that we should daven twice as many than to learn. So you learn in the yeshiva 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. You need to double that time in the field. And if you have a problem with that, so you should daven on that. Rabbi Yochanan in Masechet Brachot, he is saying, "V'levai v'itpalel la'adam kol hayom kulo." And we wish that the person is going to daven all day long. Chassidim Rishonim, the first Chassidim, in the beginning, they were davening 1 hour, they were preparing themselves for Shachrit. And then they were davening Shmona Esre, 1 hour. And then they were finishing it another 1 hour to land back, to come back from the places, from the heights that they were climbing to in Shmona Esre. All of the Echalot, all of the worlds. Now they need to come back. So 9 hours a day, they're doing Shmona Esre. They're davening. And now, they need to do Shait Bodedut. We have to do Tshuva. We have to daven on the things. So we have minimum 10 hours a day. And everyone that started to do Shait Bodedut, he know that 1 hour is not enough. And Rav Shalom said, and I can tell you that also, if you're just going to try to focus in Shmona Esre, to daven, you're going to decide, I'm going to daven Shmona Esre slow. I'm going to dedicate 5, 10 minutes to every bracha. I'm going to think about the words that I'm saying and I'm going to mention them over and over again and again. You're the one that gives the wisdom to the person. You're the one that gives the wisdom to the person. And you're going to think about that. And then you're going to say, Chonenu, 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 Chonenu. Give us the wisdom. Meitcha, from you. That we're going to know that it's from you. That we're receiving the wisdom from you. Chonenu meitcha. Chochma, Bina, Vadat. And again, how many times in a day you see that you lack of that wisdom? How much is that need is strong on you that you have to have that wisdom? So now it's the opportunity to ask. This is the time for asking. So use that time. And you can spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And this is what the Rav Shalom said. And I can testify that it's working also for me. If you're starting like that, 1 hour is not enough for you to finish Shmona Esrei. 1 hour is not enough for Shmona Esrei. You find yourself after 45 minutes, before of the half of Shmona Esrei. So you said, alright, I decided 1 hour, so let's finish it fast. And you finish it fast. And you're dropping Shmona Esrei again. And you're dropping Shmona Esrei. What can we gain more than to be with Hashem Yitbarach in this lifetime? Tzadik be'emunato echyeh. Tzadik is living in this world and in the world to come according to the faith that he had. How he can receive faith in this world? You see people learn Torah from morning till sunset and they don't have faith. They don't see Hashem Yitbarach. They forget Hashem Yitbarach while they're learning. In the middle of the sugya, Hashem is not there. They're arguing and they're angry and they want to win and they're looking for an honor and for success. They're not with Hashem. They're not humble. So you see that the Torah, there is a danger. Rav Shalom explained those words that we know from the Gemara that it's written, Zachana aset lo sam chayim. If he's got the merit, the Torah merit, the Torah gonna become to be a cure for him. Lo zacha naaset lo sam mavet. But if he doesn't have the merit, it's become to be a poison for him. So Rav Shalom said, think about a person that is standing, he didn't eat for 10 days. He's starving. Mamash, he feels he's soon gonna die. He's mamash starving. And now he sees a plate with a lot of food. Huge and tasteful and tasty and amazing food. Smell good and everything. Kosher, everything wonderful. He looks at that and then someone tells him, look, if you have the merit, that food can heal you, can help you. But if not, it can kill you. What the person gonna do? He's starving. He have to eat. He have to eat. But he knows that it can be poison. He can die. What he gonna do? Before of every spoon he gonna daven, please, Borei Olam, that I'm gonna eat from the cure. That I'm gonna eat from the healthy part of that food. And don't kill me with that food. And then with a bitchilu chimu, with fear and with prayers, he gonna eat. But he gonna eat. But with prayers. This is how we should come to learn Torah Kedoshah. You have to learn, but it can be a poison, it can kill you. It can make you arrogant, that no one can heal you after that, if you're going to be arrogant because of the Torah Kedoshah. How can someone going to help you? You know all Shas, you know Tur, Shulchan Aruch, this is it, you know everything. You learn the books of Chassidut, this is it, you can be a rabbi. Now who going to teach you as a rabbi? No one can teach you, it means no one can heal you. Rabbeinu said, I'm the test for all of the biggest tzaddikim. If they're gonna drop their gdula, their greatness, and gonna come to join us like to be one of the students. This is the test of the tzaddikim. The real tzaddikim, they have a test. It's Rab Nachman Mibreslev. Rabbi Yoel Misatmer, he made it to pass that test. He was holding the Likutei Moharan and he said, Rebbe, Rebbe, how you want people not to contradict you if you're showing to the biggest one that you haven't even started to serve Hashem Yitbarach? This is the greatness of the tzaddikim. This is the gdula of the tzaddikim, that they are humble, that they recognize the truth, that they are accepting the truth. When someone came to Rabbi Yoel Misatmer and asked him, how are you learning Likutei Halachot? There is no haskamot, no one approved that book, no one signed on that book. How can you learn Likutei Halachot? He told him, if my father and my grandfather, they were learning with me in that book, I should need haskamot on those books. This is the best haskamah that you have. My father, he was teaching me that book. I don't need no haskamah on that. So this is the gdula of the tzaddikim, that they recognize the truth. So us, Borei Olam, he knew that those people, they cannot recognize the truth. So he took us and shoved the truth into our eyes. You cannot ignore. You see, you ruined your life. You ruined your family's life. You spoiled it all. You lost all of your money. You lost your success. And this and that. Everyone know all of what that he's trying to hide and you can see on his face. But, Tachles, Borei Olam brought you to the place that you recognize you failed. You didn't make it. And now there is hope. And you have to admit, when it's written Ha'emet tiyeh ne'ederet, the truth gonna be missing. We won't have the ability to recognize the truth. It's hard. In a different verse, it's written Divrei emet nikarim, that words of truth you can recognize them. So how can the emet be disappear? So it all depends in that merit. When you're looking for tshuva, when you're looking for the truth, you're gonna hear the words of truth, and you're gonna know 100% it's right. But if you're not looking for the truth, it won't run after you. It won't. This is why people, you can be chiloni, you can come from a kibbutz, you can come from I don't know where, from the farthest place in the world, to join, to Am Israel, to join that group that wants to serve Hashem, immediately you're climbing and you become to be in the first line. There is no, we're not, you don't need to be a vatik, to be a senior, to be few years. Can be a person that in 1 year he is achieving what that other people didn't achieve in 10 years, in 20, in 30, in 50 years. Why? Because he wants the truth. Because he's looking for the truth. Yoshua, he was still a young guy. He was a young guy. But he's not moving for Moshe Rabbeinu. You can be like that. If you just decide, I'm going to attach myself to the truth and this is it. I want Hashem and I don't care. You're old, you're young, you're wise, you're stupid, you're divorced, you're married, you have 7 kids, you don't have none. It doesn't matter. If you want Hashem, itbarach, Hashem is with you. Karov Hashem lechol korav, Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him. Lechol asher yikreu be'emet. To everyone that calls Him with truth. So if you're calling Him with truth, Hashem is with you. You don't need to achieve nothing else. Is there something higher than to now stand and daven Shemona Esrei in Mincha, in Avodat Hashem? Where you want to climb? To be a head of yeshiva? This is punishment. A rabbanut mekaberet. It's just gonna ruin your schedule, just gonna steal time from your limud, just gonna take time from your davening. Be happy! You can be a hidden star, tzaddik, and to hide yourself and to study and to daven, you're free! You can serve Hashem! You're free! You can do whatever you like! You can find the minyan that you enjoy davening in. You can wake up to the net. You can do shayit bodedut in your house, in the field, in the forest. You can go to Rashbi. You can do whatever. No one is forcing you. You can decide for yourself. You don't have that punishment of being a rabbi, of being a Rosh Yeshiva, that now you're obligated to students. You're obligated to the building, to the arnona, to the mashkanta. You're not part of nothing. You're a freelancer. You're serving Hashem Itbarach. You can serve Hashem Itbarach in a happy way. And you're looking for what it is reviving you, what it gives you the power. And what gives you the power more than to talk to Hashem Itbarach? No one can argue with that, except of people that never tried it. People that are saying Torah, 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 they never davened. You can know for sure they never davened. Prayer is higher than the Torah Kedosha. When Moshe Rabbeinu needed salvation for Am Israel, he went to daven, he didn't went to learn. When he needed to save Am Israel, he went and he was davening day and night. He wasn't eating, he wasn't drinking, he was just begging. Borei Olam is testifying on that. Borei Olam is saying to him, Salachti ki dvarecha, I'm forgiving now because of your words that you ask, forgive them. So I forgive them. So he was asking for forgiveness. He was davening, Slach laem, Slach na lechatat ha'am hazeh. Forgive that nation, forgive that people, those people. And this is it. And the private, the individual salvation and Am Israel salvation, it's the same thing. You want to help us all? So work on your midot. Work on yourself. Put yourself, concentrate in Avodat Hashem. Work on your midot. Work on your kedusha. Guard your eyes not to sin, to ask for forgiveness. Do tshuva. Fix yourself. Clean yourself. Take care of yourself. This is the beginning. All of us, Am Israel, before you go to help someone else, first of all, heal yourself. How are you going to heal yourself? By the mitzvah tshuva. The mitzvah tshuva, it's the easiest mitzvah of them all. It's the hardest thing in the world. But it's the easiest mitzvah of them all. Why it's hard? Because the Yetzer Hara knows also that this is the solution. So he's going to try to stop you from doing tshuva for the rest of your life. Every day he's going to fight with you that you won't do tshuva. What it means to do tshuva? To confess. To go, to stand in front of Borei Olam, and to confess, to tell him, Borei Olam, today in Shachrit, I wasn't davening well, I'm apologizing, I'm sorry, I want to concentrate more, please help me, give me the merit to daven like I should, please Borei Olam, I'm begging, I regret. This is it, finished. It takes 7 minutes, 7 seconds, 5 seconds to do tshuva on a sin. It's easy. You don't need to pay. You don't need to do nothing. You just need to mention. Bo'olam, I wasn't waking up early enough to say Kriyat Shema Bezmana in its time. I'm sorry. Please help me tomorrow to do that in time. This is it. 3 seconds. This is it. You finished. But the Yetzirah are gonna fight with you. Don't do that. No, it's not helping. Why it's not helping? It won't erase your sin. Why? The Gemara is saying that it's erasing the sin. The Rambam is saying that it's erasing the sin. The Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo, is saying that it's erasing the sin. And if you're gonna do it with love, because you love Hashem Yitbarach, and not because that you're afraid of punishment, it's gonna be your merit. It becomes to be your zchuyot. You become to be in a higher level than a complete tzaddik. By doing tshuva on what? On your avonot. You're not doing tshuva on the mitzvot. Doing tshuva on your avonot, on the mistakes. And you're climbing to a place that even tzaddikim, clean, complete tzaddik, cannot hold in that level. Why? Because kefum tzara agra. Because the gain that you are receiving, it's according to the effort that you put. So if for a tzaddik, he was serving Hashem Yitbarach, he born in a kosher family, in a holy family, he's the grandson and son of a tzaddik, and they're all chassidim from birth, and they're all serving Hashem Yitbarach, and it's pleasant, and Shabbos is a wonderful thing, and mikveh they have in the neighborhood, and everything is wonderful, and the friends are religious, and everyone are holy, and kosher, and learning Gemara from kindergarten, from cheder. So, which huge gain he gonna receive on that? But you, that you made such a huge mesirut nefesh, to attach yourself against all of the odds, all of the chances. You didn't have no chance to come to be part of Kedusha. But you have some point of truth inside of you that is bugging you, that is speaking, that is making you crazy in your mind from day first. There is something else. Maybe there is Kedusha. Maybe there is a truth somewhere. And you're looking and you're going and you're talking. And you, from that distance, you made all of that way. You carved that way. You opened the path in the world. You created something in the creation. You opened a new path in the jungle. In the city jungle. It doesn't matter. You opened the path toward to the Kedusha. Now other people can walk in that way. Because you put an effort. You took another bush out, another plant out, another tree. You went, you broke another fence, another wall. You carved another way. And you opened that path and this is it. And now it's open for the public, for the followers, people to go after you. You can tell them, hey, I'm in Eretz Israel, I'm in Jerusalem. I'm sitting, I'm learning in yeshiva, you can come. It's open. You can come. He cannot hear about it without you. Now with you he can hear. He's gonna tell you, what are you doing with Parnassah? You tell him, it's hard, it's not easy, we manage somehow, come. Let's open a business together, let's try. For now, let's clean apartments, let's clean stairs, let's walk in the post office, let's be, I don't know, everything. Everyone is doing what that he can, surviving somehow. But I'm happy. But I'm doing the things that I believe in. I'm trying to do. Someone called me a few days ago, last week, in Thursday or Wednesday, told me, I'm living in United States. He didn't say where. He said, I'm watching those YouTubes daily. I'm seeing those YouTubes and of those shiurim. And I want to come to the yeshiva and I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I'm not capable of sitting in yeshiva all day long. Told him it's the most easiest thing in the world. Just come. Just be with us. You're going to have so many friends that are going to support you. You're going to see it's very easy. If you're going to have a way to manage with Parnassah somehow, tell me if everything's okay, you need an apartment, what's good? He said, no, I'm okay, I have a friend and this and that. Everyone have options, but they're afraid. You take that from the equation, that fear, that it's nothing. We're working, we're doing it, we're making it. We're coming daily to the yeshiva. You can do that also. He finds courage. He's saying, all right, maybe I'm going to try. In the end, he told me, thank you, the chizuk. He's got a flight in the 24th of January. He's coming to Eretz Israel. And why? Because he heard that it's possible. I didn't do nothing. We're coming to the yeshiva and he wants to join. He's got that ability. He wants to come. He wants to come. Nothing is stopping him except of his fear, his yetzara, saying to him, how are you going to manage rockets in Eretz Israel, flying, bombings, Arabs? There is more Arabs in the United States than in Jerusalem. What? Now, today, the Nasi over there is smiling. What? The president of the over there is smiling. What can they do? Eretz Yisrael is open arms, mamash, hugging every Jew that wants to come to Eretz Yisrael, accepting everyone. Oh, we're not learning enough Likutei Moharan, you're saying. Okay, you're right. So, Omed Alehem, from that word, Omed Alehem, standing on them, person needs to understand what it is learning. Ze bechinot tfila, it's an aspect of prayers. Ki en amida ela tfila, because the word standing, it means davening. We're davening 18, it calls tfilat amida, prayer of standing. ולעשות מהדברי תורה, and we need to make the words of Torah that we're learning, שהוא בחינות נשמה, that it's an aspect of נשמה, the words that we're gonna hear, means you went to a shiur, you opened the book, you learned the new subject, something you heard, it's an aspect of נשמה, it's the words that you hear, יהיה נעשה ממנו בחינות נעשה. You should make something out of it. What it means? You should daven on that. You should walk with those words that you learned about and to put them into your intentions in Shmona Esrei and to do long hitbodedut on that. Bor Olam, help me. Help me to be brave. Let me call my friends. Let me do what the Dror said in the Shiur. Let me try. Let me believe in myself that I can open the path for others. Let me be happy with my success. Let me see that what that I done is huge, is great, it's wonderful. Let me observe and look and see the good points of mine. That I made a huge effort coming to Eretz Israel, that it wasn't easy. Let me remember that. Let me be happy with myself. Let me thank you, Hashem Yitbarach, that you brought me to that place. And to thank you daily on that wonderful gift that you gave me. This is an aspect of actions. Ad sheyeh amida, until that the standing, the aspect of standing, shubchinot hatfilah, that it's the aspect of davening, ye alehem, it's gonna be on them. What it means on them? Haynu sheyelo bchinot amida, means that he's gonna have aspects of standing, bchinot tfilah, aspects of davening, bchinot nishma gavua yoter, aspects of hearing that are in a higher place. Means that you davened on that subject so much, until that you reached it, you bought it, it's yours, and now you're davening on other things. You understand more things, more wisdoms, and you're davening on them. It's become to be on top of you. Means that you achieve that, and you have something else on top of you. Gavua yoter, higher. Ki kshiyeh me'anishma na'aseh, because from the things that you heard, when they become to be your actions, means that you davened on them, and you're living those words of Torah. V'yadat ayom v'ashevot el levavecha. You heard it today, you need to put it into your heart. You have to carve it into your heart. How you do that? V'ashevota. This is the answer. You need to bring it back. What means ha'shevota? Tshuva. To do tshuva. By confessing, by doing tshuva, you're carving those words into your heart. You're cleaning your heart. You're purifying your heart. You learn that you need to do something. And now you're doing tshuva. Bor Olam, sorry that for years I wasn't going in that path. And thank you for teaching me that. And please give me the merit to keep those words and to follow them and to walk with them. Please, you carved it. If you just heard it, it's flying. It's a hole from this side to that side and it's disappeared. But if you're putting it into your heart in the mitzvah of tshuva, you confess, you talk about it with Borei Olam, with Hashem Yitbarach, this is it. It's forever. It won't move. Maybe you need to make more because you have Yetzirah that is carving nonsense also. But still, this is our effort to do tshuva daily, to try daily to do tshuva, to put those words into our hearts. Where were we? B'chinot tefila, b'chinot nishma, gavua yoter. Ki kshiyeh me'anishma na'aseh, because when the things that you're hearing, it's going to be your actions, you're going to leave them. Yeh lo nishma gavua mimeno kanal. You're going to hear new things that are going to be higher than the things that you heard until now. Veze I efshar. And to achieve that, you cannot. Ela imken, unless, one thing. Nichshal bahem. You're going to fail in those things. Really, to learn how to run, you need to fall a lot of times. You want to succeed, you first of all need to learn how to fail. This is Rabbeinu's words. You cannot learn it until you fail. Means that you're going to hear amazing things and you're not going to daven on them. And you're going to find yourself falling to the same nonsense that you knew already, that you heard so many times. And by that you're going to understand, all right, a stupid person like me that is not catching in the first time need to daven on things. So you're going to go and you're going to daven. But for that, you need to fail. One is failing once. One is failing twice. One is failing daily. And if you're going to understand it, you won't care at all how many times you fail. Why? Because the most important thing for you going to be to catch it in the end. So you're going to understand that you're falling as much as you need, but your purpose is to catch it, to understand it, to buy it, to have it. So you don't mind. And then you can be happy from your fallings. Because you understand that your fallings are just teaching you humility. To be humble. I need to learn. I need to daven on that. I thought that I can succeed myself without you, Hashem Yitbarach. But now you failed me. You pushed me down. And now I realize that I need you. I need to daven on that again. So I'm going to ask about it again. And if you see that you failed again, so you're going to understand that you haven't davened enough. Like the Rabbi Natan said, if a person sees that he's got a certain lacking, it's coming from one of two reasons. Or that you haven't davened on that at all, or that you haven't davened on that enough. One of those two. Ki la'alot mi darga le darga, because if you want to climb from one step to the other, צריך ירידה תחילה, you have to go down first. שהיא המכשול, that this is the
stumbling block.
What?
Stumbling block.
Stumbling block. If a person wants to jump, first of all he needs to bend. You need to go down. If you want to climb, you bend your knee because you want to climb. You have to go down if you want to climb up. And you cannot climb without going down. And this is what it's written in Yirmiyah, ביום ההוא, in that day, יבוקש אבון ישראל ואיננו. In that day, people are going to look for the sins of Am Israel, and we won't see them, you won't find them. So, it's a question. Rabbeinu is asking that. Let's let Rabbeinu ask that question. So, כי לעתיד יהיה כולו תשובה, because in the future, everything going to be made out of תשובה. Everything going to be just תשובה. This is the reality going to be a reality of tshuva. Val yedei tshuva, and by the tshuva, zdonot nasin zchuyot. The sins that you sinned in purpose becomes to be your merit by tshuva, like that it's written in the Gemara Masechet Yoma. Ve'ye na'aseh me'averot Yisrael Torah, and from the sins of Am Yisrael going to be made mitzvot Torah. Torah is going to be made from the avonot, from the sins. Like that we can I see that Rabbeinu is not bringing it here, but like that we saw that from the sin of Am Israel, it's written in Likutei Moharan somewhere. We know that in the sin of, because of the sin of Am Israel that they sin in the golden calf, because of that you have a complete parasha of Torah that is sharing, that is telling us that story, and how many important things we learn from that parasha. So you see that from the sins of Am Israel, we have Torah. If us, we weren't Baalei Tshuva, with a lot of avonot, with a lot of mistakes, with a lot of fallings, a lot of downs, we wouldn't talk all of those conversations. All of those conversations came because of the avonot that we done. So you see that the avonot of Am Israel makes Torah. So in that day, in the future, to come, we're going to look for avonot, because we would like to learn more Torah. Is there more Torah to gain somehow? Is there more lesson that you can find from a different avera, from a different sin? Because every Jew is a book. Every Jew is a Sefer Torah. So you can learn more Torah from the sins of the person who is talking about the mitzvot. From the sins you can learn how to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach. So in that day, when we're going to have everything, we're going to do tshuva, we're going to understand what's the benefit, what's the use of avonot, of the mistakes. You're going to look for them to realize on what to do tshuva. You're going to realize that your tshuva is on avonot. And this is what that lifts you to higher places. So you're going to look for more avonot. Is there something else to do tshuva on? Today we are trying to avoid, we're afraid. Oh no, something else to do tshuva. You don't understand. You're climbing because you sinned. Now you sinned so you can do tshuva. And by doing tshuva on that, you become to be so important to Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem sees your effort. Hashem sees your tears, your suffering. And because of that, you become to be more important and more important to Hashem Yitzbarach. Hashem is with the poor ones, with the poor people, with the ones that are suffering. Eshkol Nedaka. Ushfal Berech Oshia, and the one that is humble, that he is low, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving him. He's coming to your place. Like the nature of water that's coming to low places. This is the nature of creation, of Hashem Yitzbarach. And from the sins of Am Yisrael going to become to be Torah. And this is why yevukshu az ha'avonot. We're going to look for the sins. Ki yevukshu ve'ichapsu az achar avonot Yisrael. Because they're going to look, we're going to look then for all of the sins of Am Yisrael. Ech lokhin od eze avon. How we're going to take another sin kede lasot mimeno Torah, to make Torah out of it. Vezeu ve'einenu. And this is what's going to be ve'einenu. We won't find anymore. Ki yu kol ha'avonot nichlalin be'ayin. Because all of the sins going to be cancelled in nothing. Hainu be'ensof means in endless. Shesham, that over there, ha'avonot nitapchin lezchuyot. The sins become to be the merit of the person. Al yedei ha'tshuva, by the tshuva. Only by the tshuva, the merit, the sins become to be your merit. So when everything going to be tshuva, everything going to be merit, and the sins going to disappear. So you're going to be happy, you're going to be thankful to Hashem Yitbarach on your downs, on your fallings, on your avonot, on the hardest, on the worst avonot. See? Music. So a wise person going to observe on that and going to take that wisdom with him today. We don't need to wait to the future that is going to happen. We need to bring the future. We need to bring it today. Hayomim bekolot tishmau. The Geulah is today. Hashem is bringing the salvation now. Matzmiach Kiren Yeshua, Goel Israel, saving, it's in the present. Goel Israel, it's not Yigal Israel, going to save Am Israel. Goel Israel, he's saving Am Israel now. Goel Israel in the present. Hashem is saving us now, today, in every second. We need to bring the Geulah now. We need to have that wisdom of Mashiach now. Rabbi Natan, he said, the student of Rabbeinu, of Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev, Rabbi Natan, he said, my Mashiach already came. My Mashiach already came. He's living with Mashiach. He lives the wisdom of Mashiach. Mashiach, it's a wisdom. Mashiach, it's not a person. When that wisdom going to be in all of the minds of all of the people, when Am Yisrael going to be a vessel that is capable of receiving also a person, so that wisdom going to land, it's going to come. And we're all going to be happy with him. If he's going to come now that we don't have that wisdom, we're not ready to accept him. If he's going to come and going to tell you, you're going to rebuke him, you're going to insult him, you're going to fight with him. Rav Berland said we need to thank Hashem Yitbarach that we haven't born in the generation of Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev. Because if we would see Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev, we would throw stones at him because of the machloket. We would hate him with all of our hearts. You cannot accept someone like that. A young guy, a crazy person that comes and he's saying, I'm a chidush that never been heard, nothing like me before. I was in the level of the Baal Shem Tov when I was 13 years old. I'm a river that purified from all of the stains. I'm cleaning. I'm bringing Mashiach. There is no difference between me to Mashiach. Mashiach will say things that are not a chidush for me. Mashiach going to conquer the world with my wisdoms. Who can accept someone like that? Ashkenazi that comes from Bate Ungarim, now you're going to come, a Hasid, a redhead, 30 years old, 20 years old, redhead with Peot, comes from Masharim, going to do all of those craziness. Who's going to accept him? You cannot accept those words. Of course we're going to contradict him, we're going to argue with him. It's a problem, you cannot accept it. We don't have the ability. So Mashiach cannot come. Rabbeinu said Mashiach going to be 13 years old when he's going to start conquer the world. Mashiach. You can imagine yourself, a 13-year-old kid, some standing in front of you and telling you what you need to do and start doing tshuva and teaching you what you need to do tshuva. Let's hope you won't slap him. It's a miracle that if you won't slap him, it's much going to be a miracle. 13 years old. And Rabbeinu said 3 hours before Mashiach going to come, to hold in Judaism going to be hard, like to climb on an iron smooth wall that you cannot climb on it. Mamash, everyone going to fall. 3 hours before Mashiach, with the fingernails, you're going to try to hold the Judaism. So hard it's going to be. when there was a Mashiach Sheker, someone that was that claimed that he was Mashiach, and he came and he was talking to a lot of Avrechim in this yeshiva, and he was claiming that he's Mashiach. And he was saying to people that he's Mashiach, and that he gave a lot of conversations, Sichot and Torot, and it was amazing, and people were following after him. I remember Rav Shalom told me, this was a test for that yeshiva. And we passed that test with success, that we made it to push him away. And why? Why it's a test? Because Rabbeinu said that 3 hours before Mashiach gonna come, it's gonna be so hard to hold in Judaism that people gonna fall, mamash. A lot of people gonna fall. So he said, hundreds of Mashiach Sheker like those gonna come before Mashiach gonna come. Hundreds like those. Gonna claim, I'm Mashiach. There is Mashiach in Tel Aviv. There is Mashiach in every place. There is Mashiach. Every place there is Mashiach. People want Mashiach, so Mashiach is pumping. Mashiach is coming like I said, Pitriot after the rain, after mushrooms after the rain. Oh, everyone, Jerusalem syndrome. Everyone wants to be Mashiach. There is a better job than to be Mashiach today in this generation. Mamash, you're the best seller. No one won. This is why it's still going to be so hard. Rabbeinu said, when Mashiach going to come, all of the world, even the Talmidei Chachamim, going to be confused. They won't have Yeshuva Dat. It's going to be hard for them to accept the fact that, oh, salvation, Geulah, this is it. Like that Midrash that I told you, that Mashiach is standing on the roof of Bet HaMikdash and he's saying to Am Yisrael, and if you still don't believe, means after the salvation. After the salvation, he conquered, he beat the nation, 70 nations. Maybe it's Mashiach. Maybe it's Eliyahu Navi. I asked Rav Shalom, how are we going to know if the person that is claiming that he's Mashiach is Mashiach or not? He said, on Mashiach, Eliyahu Navi going to declare, not Mashiach in himself. Everyone that is claiming that he's Mashiach is not Mashiach. Only Eliyahu Navi, he going to come and going to say who Mashiach is. So we're waiting for Eliyahu Navi, we're not waiting for the Mashiach. First of all, we need to wait for Mashiach to Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi gonna come, he's gonna tell us. So, Am Yisrael, they're not capable. They're not capable. And like that Midrash that we said, if Am Yisrael can stand in that situation that Mashiach already came, and he doesn't have the ability. They don't have the ability to believe. We need to work on ourselves that we're gonna have that ability, that we're gonna have that wisdom, that we can accept Mashiach. And this is what the Rabbeinu said, that when Mashiach gonna come, everyone gonna be confused. But he said, but you, and he was talking to his students, you're gonna be like ones that just woke up after a long sleep. You're gonna be sober, you're gonna be happy, you're gonna be awake, everything gonna be clear for you. Why? Because you're doing 1 hour hitbodedut. Because of the Sha'ah hitbodedut. You're talking to Hashem Yitbarach, every day you're doing Yishuv Da'at. You're making your wisdom flat, happy, with your ups, you're reminding yourself that it's all from Hashem. With your downs, you're reminding yourself that it's all from Hashem. So you become to be balanced. So when Mashiach gonna come, you're gonna be happy. And this is it. You won't be crazy. Oh, Mashiach is here. What are you gonna do? Mashiach in town. Where are we going? What are we doing? No, everything is good. Like Rav Shalom said, Mashiach gonna come, we're gonna tell him hello, Shalom Alechem, Rabbeinu, Morenu, we're gonna say the brachot, that you need to say brachot, and this is it, you have your job in life, go and save Am Yisrael, and we have our job to keep on doing distribution, hafatzah, to learn Torah, to do it with the dude, to teach people, to keep our shalom bay, to take the kids to the cheder. What's the difference when Mashiach gonna come? Olam keminago noheg. What? Now you want to replace Mashiach? You want to run with Mashiach like people running after rabbis, running, driving after them in the middle of the night to Hebron? No, now he went to Tzfat, all of them running to Tzfat. It's craziness. It's not Kedusha at all. You need to run after Kedusha. You need to learn from your rabbi what to do, tshuva on, how to fix yourself. This is the wonderful gift that we got from Borei Olam, that he gave us a rabbi, that he is himself a Baal Tshuva. That Rav Shalom Arush is a Baal Tshuva. Now you can learn, now you can understand. Go to Adir Tzadikim, you see a huge Admor, a holy Tzadik. It's hard. You say, I'm living in a different world than that person. He lives in a different world. He's in heaven now. What's my connection? I'm in hell, he's in heaven. How am I going to talk to him? So he's blessing me. So thank you. It's like a glass of water. But I'm still in the desert. I'm still in hell. I need someone that is in hell with me.
I need someone that tastes what is going on in my life. I need someone that I can understands me. Someone that was in the situations with me. From him I can learn. And this is the gift that Bar Olam gave us. Rabbi Natan is explaining to us that the tzaddikim, the real tzaddikim, they are Baalei Tshuva. A tzaddik that is not doing tshuva daily, mamash, he's doing tshuva, regrets on his avonot. He doesn't have avonot. On what he's got to regret? That maybe something was missing in his avodat Hashem, and he's looking for how to, maybe he wasn't honoring Hashem Yitbarach enough. Only to someone like that you can attach. Because this is our need. You need to do tshuva. So you need a tzaddik that can teach you how to do tshuva. And you cannot learn those things until you're falling. And Chacham Kebal Nisayon, there is no one that is wise if he doesn't have experience. Which experience you need to have? Of falling and downs and falling and downs and falling and downs and climbing again and again and again. So if now you have fallings and downs and you need to climb, you should understand from that they are machshirim otcha, they're preparing you, they're making you to be a teacher, to be a rabbi, to be a tutor, to be a leader, to teach other people that need your help. You don't need to be a rabbi to teach. You just need to have an experience. Of what? Of not giving up. Of hoping again to Hashem. Of doing tshuva again. Of standing again on your legs. Like David HaMelech. Sheva yipol tzadik vekam. 7 times the tzadik is falling and standing up. Falling and standing up. Like our Rebbe, like Rab Nachman Breslev, you open the book, Shivchei Aran, the praises on Rab Nachman Breslev, all of the beginning, all of the first chapters, only failures that he had. He couldn't learn, he couldn't daven, and someone was slapping him, he didn't have money, he was crying, he couldn't understand the meaning of the words of the Mishnayot, and only failures and failures and failures. Why? Because this is the real praise, the Shevach, on a person that is standing back, standing up again, that is not giving up. Over there, Rabbeinu is telling about himself that when he was a kid, he was failing again and again. And every time that when he was falling, in the end of that falling, he was giving up from Hashem. He was saying, no, I don't have a chance. And then, after a few days, he would woke up and said to himself, why, you give up on Hashem Yitbarach? You don't have faith in Hashem Yitbarach anymore? And he said, how could you do that? How can you drop your faith in Hashem Yitbarach so hard? So now you're going to start over to believe in Hashem Yitbarach and to hope for Hashem Yitbarach and to ask for Hashem Yitbarach. He had real fallings, like us, that were falling. He had it when he was young. What's the difference? You can learn from him. So we can learn from him. And this is our job. To learn how to be a real Baal Tshuva, a person that is doing Tshuva. To be a tzaddik, forget it. It's not your test. What we need to be sad about? You lost it 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It passed. It's not an option anymore. It's not in your options to be a tzaddik anymore. Your job is to be a Baal Tshuva. A real Baal Tshuva can climb to a higher level than a tzaddik. You're going to cry on what that you lost. Why won't be happy on what that you can gain? The happiness can give you the vessels to collect diamonds. One of the tzaddikim, he said that in this world, you can collect diamonds, mamash. Every place that you're walking, you collect diamonds and diamonds and diamonds. Every mitzvah, it's a diamond. Every, the smallest mitzvah, it's a diamond. To believe in Hashem Yitbarach, it's like tzedakah. And tzedakah tatzil mimavet. It's like to save someone else from death. Means that if you believe in Hashem Yitbarach, you're saving people's life. ויאמן בשם ותחשב לו לצדקה. He believed in Hashem, it was count as tzedakah. And tzedakah תציל ממוות, he's saving from death. And you believe in Hashem יתברך, you're saving from death. It's verses. Verses, it's stronger than nature rules. Nothing can break the verse. It's a verse, this is it. You have faith in Hashem יתברך, הבוטח בשם, you're counting on Hashem יתברך, חסד יסובבנו, kindness is going to surround him. You're going to see only kindness, only good things are going to happen to you. You're counting on Hashem. You're davening to Hashem. You're asking from Hashem. You're leaning on Hashem Yitbarach. We're not allowed to be embarrassed from asking from Hashem Yitbarach. It's our obligation. It's an arrogant thought to think that you can manage alone. One time Rabbi Natan came, he was lack of a button in his shirt, and Rabbeinu told him, you davened on that? Rabbi Nathan told him, I didn't have the time to sew the button. Rabbeinu told him, you haven't daven on that. Rabbi Nathan said, I was amazed. I should daven on something like that to sew my button. So Rabbeinu understood that thought that he had. And he told him, you think that you can sew a button without the help of Hashem Yitbarach? It's an arrogant thought. You cannot do nothing without Hashem. Nothing. You cannot eat even food that is ready. There was the person that came to Uman. He went down from the aeroplane. He came in Ukraine, in Kiev. He went to Uman. He went to the gate of the Tzion of the Rebbe in Uman. He was standing in the entrance. Police officers took him back to the Air Force, put him on a plane, and he didn't come to Rabbeinu. You can come to the Tzion. Only for Avram, I'm going to tell you a story. There was a person that he was a thief. And he decided that he can make a huge amount of money in Uman. In Uman Rosh Hashanah, all of the people are going to shul, to the klois, to daven. There's no locks on the doors over there in most of the houses. You can break into the houses very easily. You can open bags with hundreds of dollars, no problem. You can put it in the pocket. Everyone are davening. You can make a huge amount of money. So he bought a ticket to Uman. And he went, and he's sitting, and he knew that he's going to make thousands of dollars in that trip. And he went to Uman, and he's in an apartment, he never talks to Hashem, nothing. In that apartment, everyone are Hasidim, and everyone are talking, and this and that. And there is a person over there that is, and they're talking, and suddenly they're loud and everything, a lot of noise over there. And suddenly he finds himself talking to Hashem Yitbarach on the table, and he's saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, in quiet, in his heart, Ribbono Shel Olam, let them go to sleep already, I don't have their power. And then he's thinking to himself, what am I talking to Hashem Yitbarach? They make me crazy also. And he's going to sleep. In the day after, he didn't woke up to the prayer like in his plan. He woke up. Everyone weren't in the apartment. He decided that now he's going to steal. He woke up. He walked into the living room. He see a Russian guy opening bags in his room. He didn't know what to do. He saw an iron mot barzel, an iron rod, and he hit that Russian guy. And that Russian guy fell on the floor and he's bleeding, and he looked at his hands and everything, and he saw huge amounts of money in his pocket. So he's a thief. He took all of that money, put it in his bag for now, and went to look for help. And he thought there is one in their apartment that he was a strong guy, a hero, a criminal, that he said, I'm going to talk to him. He ran out to look for someone to help him to get rid of that Russian feigned guy in there. He went out, he looked for that person. After 2 seconds in the street and 30,000 people in Uman, suddenly that person is coming to the apartment. Told him, oh, wow, wonderful that you came. They both went inside, they were taking care of that person, throwing him out. This is it, everything is good. Now he's talking to that person that helped him to get rid of that Russian person. And he tells him, how you got to Uman? What happened to you? How you got to Uman? So that person is telling him his story. He's telling him, I was very rich. I was very rich, and I came to Russia a few years ago to make business. And when he was over there doing business, he made a deal with two Russian people, a huge amount of, I'm sorry.